consider a little bit of latitude on the minor points of truth. This is one of the things she's emphasizing in this passage, and I'm saying this because, brothers and sisters, in terms of the glorious land, if the glorious land of verse 41 is the United States, and verse 41 is identifying a Sunday law in the United States at which time period Adventist probation in the United States closes, then this isn't a minor point of truth. This is a vital point of truth. Continuing on with the 1888 materials passage. The very same course was taken by the denominational churches when we embraced the first and second angels' message. And as the light was shining forth from the oracles of God upon the messages which were present truth for our time, Satan tried by every means in his power to close the door to shut out the light. We had to meet with prejudice and with ridicule and with sneers and with criticism of the very same character that we've had to meet here in this conference. The opposition seemed almost crushing in its influence. What if we'd held our peace and been controlled by the ministers who thought that we were heretics disturbing the peace of the churches? Nevertheless, we did move forward, and while many bent beneath the power of opposition and yielded their faith to preserve the unity with their brethren and retain their place in the churches, many could not conscientiously do this. They held fast their faith. And what was the result? They were turned out of the churches. After the passing of time, when sorrow and disappointment was weighing us down to the earth, the Lord let his light shine upon us, giving us light upon the third angel's message so strikingly clear, which showed us our whereabouts in prophecy and placed our feet in a sure path. We have seen in our experience that when the Lord sends rays of light from the open door of the sanctuary to his people, Satan stirs up the minds of many. But the end is not yet. There will be those who will resist the light and crowd down those whom God has made his channels to communicate light. Spiritual things are not spiritually discerned. The watchmen have not kept pace with the opening providence of God, and the real heaven-sent message and messengers are scorned. Brothers and sisters, this attitude, this hard-headedness, this unwillingness to surrender preconceived ideas was the basic human characteristic that resisted the first and second angels' message. It's the basic human characteristic that resisted the message by Jones and Wagner in the 1888 time period. And it's the same characteristic that will exist at the very end when the present truth message arrives in Earth's history. And what we're suggesting to you here is that Daniel 11:40 and onward is the present truth message for the hour. Verse 40 is describing the collapse of the Soviet Union, thus identifying for Adventists that are willing to see that the final movements of prophecy are underway. Verse 41 is then describing